You're a mean one, Gary Hoey.
No, I'm singing here, man. How you doing, Gary?
I'm good. That sounded perfect.
I've been working all the morning. You really are. Give me up a Callahan's, man. I'll do it with you. I'm not afraid.
I was going to say, you got it down, man. I'm like, right now.
Oh, Mr. Grinch.
That was great.
We were just talking. Gary Hoey with us, of course, going to be here at Callahan's in Auburn Hills Saturday, December 8th. Our producer, Ryan, and I were sitting here talking to Gary. We were like, man, I would love to just get like a little amp. I don't know what you call it, a little bullnose amp or something, and your guitar, and just go out to one of the malls in Detroit before your show and just drop it and start playing and see how people react.
That would be cool, man. We hopefully won't get arrested, but I would definitely do it.
I can get you out of there in a hurry. We got a quick car. We'll get you out of there.
I did that one time. I had like my Dobro resonator guitar, which has like kind of has a loud sound without an amp. And I was at a parking garage. We had that echo, and we had a big line. We were all waiting for our cars, and I just pulled it out and I started playing. And it was cool, and people came around. They were like, all of a sudden, we weren't so bored waiting in line anymore, And I did it once at an Enterprise rental car in line at the Enterprise rental car. I just started playing the blues, and everybody in line was like dancing, and it was hysterical, man.
I'm always intrigued by jam sessions. I just finished reading Steve Lukather's book from Toto, the guitarist.
Oh, I love Steve, yeah.
Luke's the man, and he tells these stories, though, how like you would just sit around like they were the backing band on Give My Regards to Broad Street for McCartney. And they said, whatever you do, don't try to play Beatles stuff around him. And he's like, screw that. So he started playing one of Paul's Beatles songs. The next thing you know, he's jamming with him. And he said, that just happens with you guys. You just drop into it, don't you?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I just came back actually from a rock and roll fantasy camp with Jason Bonham and a bunch of other, different people. And we had some real interesting jam sessions with people just getting together. And I think, I think when you're in different bands and you get to play with your peers or people that you admire, it's really exciting for us. I turn into fanboy. I always do,
Oh, come on. Really?
I'm serious. I'm sitting there. I go like this. And then all of a sudden, Jason Bonham comes in, I'm like, this is too cool.
Always seem like the coolest dude in the room to me, Gary. Every time I've seen you, I'm like, dude, you're just up there. You got the look. You're the coolest guy in the room. It's kind of nice to know that you can still fanboy.
Oh, I am, man. I'm not even kidding. I just I love music and I've always been an outgoing person as far as meeting musicians and stuff. But, you never forget where you started from, and where you came from and what makes you excited about music. I saw the Queen movie come out. I haven't actually gone to see it yet, but I'm excited to see it because I toured with Brian May. So I feel like a connection to him, because we spent some time together and I feel like he's my friend, which is amazing. So I get geeked out. Matter of fact, my first hit, you remember back in the 90s, I did Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Yeah.
And that one, Detroit was probably my biggest supporter. And I played that riff, And I go to the Netherlands on a tour beginning of this year, and I run into the guitar player from the band. His name is Jan Ackerman. And he played in the band Focus, and I'm backstage, and he comes down because he's a Dutch guy. He comes out and he says, "Hey, I'm Jan Ackerman from Focus, and I'm going to jam Hocus Pocus with you tonight on stage." I literally about fainted. I'm like, "This is the guy. This is the guy." I was so geeked out, So yeah, it still happens.
Yeah, we were talking about Christmas lights. Gary Hoey with us, of course, with holiday music. I don't know if you've seen this one. People do this. They take classic rock and they sync it up to their house lights, for Christmas. Well,
yes.
This dude has done Thunderstruck by AC/DC, which is cool, but we've seen it before. However, he has some sort of flame-throwing device that shoots flames out of the roof of his house synced up to the music. That's next level.
Oh my! Wow. I mean, that I've never seen, and I can't believe the fire department hasn't come.
That's what we were talking about. He's got to have a dealer just waiting for it. But somebody, we were asking people, like, what classic rock song would you sync up your lights with? And someone said Hocus Pocus Focus. They said that one. That one, and there was another one that jumped into my mind, was Bad Motor Scooter by Montrose.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too. That'd be a really good one. I've seen a couple on YouTube of my, some of my arrangements that I've done, where people have put it to lights, like You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and my version of Deck the Halls, which...
Oh, I love that. Can you humor me just for a second with that one? That's fantastic, dude.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I was just...
Dude.
Gary. Is that coming through okay?
Hey, yeah. Yeah, it is. It sounds fantastic, man. It's been 23 years since the first CD. Is that right? The very first Christmas CD?
23 years. And that arrangement of Deck the Halls, we actually got in the movie with Danny DeVito called Deck the Halls, the Disney movie.
I didn't know that. That's in there. That's fantastic,
yeah, man.
We got the
end credit title, end credits, whatever, with that version of Deck the Halls. It's actually in the movie, which I was just really excited about, you know, just to get it in a movie like that. But yeah, 23 years ago, can you believe it? I was in my bedroom on an 8-track recorder. My mom said, Gary, you got to make a nice Christmas album. And, you know, I just sat there going, I'm like, nope, I don't think so. and then I started going. I wanted to see if I could sort of combine the heavy rock with the Christmas melodies. And I just had no idea I'd be doing this for 23 years, you know, after doing that one album.
Think about how many people have, in one way or another, and I've always said imitation is, you know, the whole sincerest form of flattery, have taken what you started and reshaped it. And you've had to have heard your own guitar riffs in other people's Christmas music.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we did it in 95. TSO came out, Trans-Siberian Orchestra came out the year later, a brilliant record. And since then, I've heard literally hundreds of guitar albums where people have sort of done, you know, kind of what I was doing. I think it was going to happen eventually anyway, but I like it, man. I dig it. And I run into guitar players all the time, and I'm like, dude, make a Christmas record because it comes back every year. You know, if you're a reggae guitar player, make a reggae Christmas record. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, just do it because those arrangements are classic. I mean, I take it real seriously. You know, I didn't do this kind of like haphazardly. I mean, I really love Christmas music, and my mom was real big on it growing up and, you know, listening to Bing Crosby and Elvis and all that stuff. So when I did these arrangements, I took my time. You know, I really wanted to make sure that they still sounded good in 10 years. I didn't think 20 years, but I just wanted to, you know, respect the songs and do them cool, you know.
Oh, you nailed them, man. I mean, they're fantastic. By the way, I want to mention this because some of you do it's at GaryHoey.com, the guitar giveaway that you do. And then you'll draw the winner, what, Christmas Day, I think it is?
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Yeah, this is our 10th annual. People just have to go to my website, GaryHoey.com, hit the newsletter. They'll be entered. If you're already on it, you're already entered. And then me and the kids, and you know, we just pick a winner on Christmas Day. It's always fun, man. It's an autographed guitar, and everyone's always happy about it.
That's so cool. And I, you know, you're going to be here at Callahan's, of course, Saturday night, December 8th. We got all the information that's up there. It's at callahans.com is the website for tickets and stuff like that. And you've got the links through, obviously, at GaryHoey.com.
Yeah.
A venue that size, which is such – Callahan's is such a cool place. It's so intimate. Do you feed
it
off
–
can you tell the – to me, I was always curious. A regular show versus a Christmas show, when it's right, there's a different vibe. When I go see, like, you or Brian Setzer, I'm in such a – happy place when I'm sitting in the audience. I'm just in a good mood.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that to me is what it's about. You know, the Christmas tour is always, people are just in a good mood. The holidays are coming. And, you know, we just played the other night at Daryl's house in New York. And it was funny because the whole front row was all families with kids and their dads and moms and at the tables. And I met all the young kids after the show, and their dads and moms were saying, you know, these kids grew up on your music. And this year on the tour, I've been kind of talking and explaining a little bit more dirt between songs about what made me do this and what I, you know, why I came up with certain arrangements and what was my inspiration behind the arrangement and the treatments of the songs I did, because I'm a record producer. So everything I do, I think about how can I treat this song in a way that, you know, production wise, like when I did Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch, I really sat down and imagined I was heading to Metallica's house. And James Hetfield was going to answer the door, and he was going to look at me and go, hey, Gary, come on in and have some eggnog. You know, and that's what I pictured.
See, that's what I want. I mean, as a fan, as a listener, as someone at a show, when you tell me that, you've totally changed that song now. All I hear now is him going, yeah, yeah, Grinch, yeah. Getting that one
exactly.
Done, man. Well, like Bob Seger, I'll give you an example, Gary. Bob Seger was in the studio last year, and we asked him about Roll Me Away. We said, you sing 12 hours out of Mackinac City. where is that? And he goes, it's a bar in Minnesota. I stopped there and had a couple drinks when I was riding my motorcycle. I'm like, from that point on, I now know that exactly what he's singing about, and it becomes, it's crystallized to me. So you just tell me that little thing, man. And everybody listening to us right now, it's crystallized in our mind. We know what you're going for.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, because that's what it is. It's like you, as an artist, as a writer, or whatever you do, you have to have that inspiration. You have to kind of, it's almost like something going in for the hunt, you know, and the kill. You got to get the scent. You got to get the feeling of what you're going for. And I do that a lot when I'm in the studio. I'm just like pacing around going, I know what I'm trying to get to, but I need some inspiration. I need somebody to say, hey, Gary, you know, this is where you got to head for. Like when I always loved the band Boston, you know, because I grew up in Boston, but I loved the band anyway. And when I did the song The First Noel, I was thinking about, you know, the way Tom Schulz would do stuff like, you know. You know, like the first Boston album, and then
right.
I would come in. And just the way I, you know, built up the harmonies and the acoustics, it was I was trying to be that production, and it gave me the inspiration.
That, Gary, you've never told me this stuff before. This is fantastic, man. Seriously. All the years we talk, and this is so cool that you're getting, and this is, we're going to have more of this kind of conversation at Callahan's.
Absolutely, man. You know, well, this year I wanted people to know a little bit more about what I was thinking when I did these songs because, you know, it's been 23 years and people, you know, the families are telling me my kids grew up on this. So it's nice to share with them what, you know, what it means to me musically and what, you know, what I was going after. Like when I do, I don't know if I could, my version of Santa Claus Coming to Town, I kind of do this shuffle thing where I go. You know, and when it goes into the solo, it goes like. I was thinking Van Halen.
Oh, you nailed it, dude.
Van Halen. Now we're at Van Halen's house for Christmas, and then he always modulates. That's all I was thinking was Van Halen.
That's the best, man. Gary, man, you're going to be at Callahan's. By the way, real quick note for you. If you get time, I know you're traveling and everything, but if you're in your hotel room, you need a break. On Netflix, they have this new Christmas movie with Kurt Russell as Santa. There's a scene I thought of you because he's in jail in Chicago. I don't want to give it all away, but he gets the people who just happen to be in the jail with him to play. Like they all just happen to be musicians. It's Little Steven's band, and they do a Christmas song.
Oh, that's awesome!
With
man.
Kurt
that's
Russell so cool singing lead vocals as Santa. You'll laugh your ass off when you watch it, man. They tear it up too.
What's the name of it?
It's this Christmas. I can't remember the name of it now. It's the brand new one. It's on Netflix. It's with Kurt Russell as Santa Claus.
Okay, I'm going to look this up.
Yeah. It's really good, man. It's really good, dude. All right, Gary, I know we got to let you go because we're the only interview you're doing today, right?
I work my whole day around you. You know that, man. I bet you they were in that jail cell. They probably went like this. I woke up this morning.
They do. How did you know this? He sings Santa's.
Every blues song sounds off with, I woke up this morning and
right.
Something terrible happened.
He sings about Santa's back in town. That's what it is. And he's singing about being in Chicago, how Santa's back in town. All right, brother. All right, Gary.
Always a pleasure, man.
You're the best. Saturday, December 8th, Callahan's Music Hall in Auburn Hills. The one and only Gary Hoey, man. You're the man. We'll see you soon, bud.
Thanks, brother. Give Aaron my best. I heard someone sick. All the best, bro.
You got it. See you, Gary.
Bye.